Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix every Friday on City News Halifax. Cabin in the Woods. I don't think a single person saw this movie coming back in 2011. Released just in time to capitalize on the sudden popularity of Thor star Chris Hemsworth, this is a horror film with more style than I've seen in a long time. Co-writers Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Drew Goddard create a horror film that absolutely flips the script on you at every turn. In Goddard's directorial debut, the man who would go on to write the Daredevil series and The Martian absolutely redefined the genre for 2010's audiences. It follows five friends who go away to a remote cabin and unleash an evil that none of them could have imagined. It sounds cliche, but this movie is anything but. Hemsworth is joined by Kristen Connolly, Anna Hutchison, Fran Kranz, and Grey's Anatomy's Jesse Williams all give great performances. But the real scene stealers are veteran actors Richard Jenkins and Bradley Whitford. This is an absolutely insane genre tilt, and if you're a fan of horror films, you'll adore it. Four Fifths stars The Devil's Rejects, one of the most brutal, violent and horrifying films I've seen. I'll be honest in that this isn't a movie for everyone. But those who love it will really react strongly to The Devil's Rejects. It follows a family who are caught on a murderous rampage as they flee their homestead and the police. In the process, they continue their spree and draw the wrath of a sheriff who has a personal connection to their case. The Firefly family are some of the worst, most abhorrent, scary people to be put to screen, but they make for an amazing horror film. Writer-director Rob Zombie is an intense, polarizing filmmaker, and you're guaranteed to either love or hate it, no in-between. The late Sid Haig gives a career-defining performance, and Sherry Moon Zombie, Bill Moseley, and William Forsythe give amazing character turns. It's gruesome and difficult, but those who like their horror raw and no holds barred will be in for a treat. Four Fifths stars The People vs. Larry Flint, the movie that made me fall in love with Woody Harrelson. This courtroom drama has kept me entertained for a decade. It follows porn publisher Larry Flint and his fight for free speech when he was publishing Hustler. His story is absolutely enthralling, and in the capable hands of Oscar-winning director Milos Forman, Amadeus, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, this one is a winner through and through. Woody Harrelson was nominated for an Oscar for his portrayal of Flint, and he's joined by young Edward Norton, Courtney Love, James Cromwell and Crispin Glover. It's a rollicking comedy drama that has plenty of true-to-life source material to work from. Larry Flint is provocative in all the right ways, and it's an incredible acted endeavor. Four Fifths stars Saving Private Ryan. It's hard to consider the best films of all time and not have this one come up in conversation. Director Steven Spielberg's epic war drama is one of the most celebrated films ever put to screen, and a classic of the 1990s. It follows a group of U.S. soldiers who, after the Normandy landings, go in search of a paratrooper following the deaths of all his brothers in the war. Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, Tom Sizemore, Barry Pepper, Edward Burns, Giovanni Ribisi and Vin Diesel represent just a small smattering of the talent on display here. Winner of five Academy Awards, including for Best Director, I would consider this in my top 10 films of all time. It comes and goes from Netflix all the time, so catch it while you can. Five Fifths stars Army of Thieves. I could be entirely biased, but the Army of the Dead film on Netflix blew my socks off. Sure, it was a little overlong, but the carnage, mayhem and visual style were entirely on point. Director Zack Snyder created an incredible world, and now original co-star Matthias Schweighofer directs this prequel installment. It follows safecracker Ludwig and his life before the events of the original film. He leads a group of thieves on a heist at the beginning of the zombie apocalypse. There aren't many familiar faces, with Rubio Fee and Natalie Emmanuel co-starring, but that could work to the film's advantage. Sometimes A-list talent can be a distraction in a genre picture. Though I've not seen this one, I'm totally interested in how it's going to shake out, and fans of Army of the Dead will surely want to catch this one. Stars TBD. Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.